This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The past several months has led us down an unbridled path of events that this generation has never experienced or witnessed before. However, a global pandemic is not new, and neither are the massive protests that took place after the killing of George Floyd. The crisis and the cries of the Black community are not new, because we have been crying the same thing for over 500 years. A cop killing a Black man who did not pose a threat, also not new, because according to research, 1,005 such killings take place every year in the United States alone. Now, I dare not imagine what that number was like 40, 50, 60 years ago.
Since the start of this year, there have been 58 such deaths, and we're only in the month of February. Catching all of this on camera, also not new, because there are thousands of videos out there that are like that. But what was new, however, is the tremendous amount of support that we got this time. The number of people and from all over the world who stood with us. The number of people who broke their silence and spoke out against the injustice. The number of people whose eyes were finally opened and finally understood what we have been saying all of these years. There is absolutely no denying that the man-made justice systems are not just at all. And how could they be, when they are often run by people who are corrupt and founded upon a system that denies equality, thereby promoting systematic discrimination? The fact is that the purest form of justice, just like the purest form of love, is found in only one place, which is in God. From the readings this morning, we are reminded by Psalm 50 verse 6, which says, "And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is the God of justice." In a world where followers of Christ are aware of their calling from God to be engaged in justice issues, I believe that the story of Nehemiah is a fitting story for us to glean from. After 70 years in exile, some of the Jews had returned to Jerusalem. The temple was rebuilt, and they managed to pick up the broken pieces of their lives after settling in. However, there was a major problem. The walls of the city was in ruins, and at the time of Nehemiah, it had been in that condition for over 100 years. They made previous attempts to try to rebuild the wall and repair a part here and there, but they simply did not have the resources to complete the job. They tried to rebuild their community and tried to be established again as a nation, but with the walls laying in ruins, they were subject to the control and exploitation of the surrounding nations. They were victims of a system that lacked any form of justice. And this is because the walls were not only boundaries, but they also provided protection and security for the people. God raised up a man by the name of Nehemiah and commissioned him with the task of traveling 800 miles to Jerusalem, fully equipped with all of the materials and all of the manpower needed to complete the job. Upon his arrival, Nehemiah was met with opposition, and that is because the oppressors wanted the Jews to remain in that state. As far as they were concerned, the Jews had their own homes. Most of them had jobs. Some of them even had businesses. They had their place to worship. So what if they were robbing them of their resources and taking advantage? They should be grateful, because it's not like when they were slaves in Egypt. No, this arrangement works just fine. So why allow anyone to come and interfere with that? What I've just described is identical to our history and to our current situation. People are confused as to what we're crying about, because we're not in chains and shackles. We're not standing on auction blocks anymore, so we should just be grateful. because we have access to schools, healthcare, and many other such things. So what's the problem? Where is the injustice? This was the mindset and the perspective of Nehemiah's oppressors and opposers, who also challenged his authority to come and promote change. Nehemiah, in the confidence of who he was as a servant commissioned by the Almighty God, told them, he said, here's the problem. For too long, these walls have laid in ruins. In other words, for too long, you have had free access to Jerusalem, its resources, and its people. For too long, you have used your positions of power and authority and your social status to manipulate and control the people. For too long, your corrupt systems have governed my people and dictated the direction of their lives. For too long, you have made yourselves fat and rich through the constant exploitation of my people. But when this wall has been rebuilt, it all comes to an end. You will not have the influence and the control that you've had all of this time. In other words, when native pride and dignity and security and equality and opportunity and justice have been restored, you will cease to have any form of control. What has the black race been seeking all of this time? Is it revenge? Is it anarchy? No. And I believe that the nation should count itself fortunate that that is not the case. The surrounding nations did nothing to help the Jews. Now, whether they participated in their exploitation or not, their silence meant that they consented to what was happening. Now, once the building of the walls began, suddenly those people had a problem and their silence was broken. During the periods of the protests, which, by the way, was hijacked by trolls who were trying to make it look like that it was us and those who are supporting us that were responsible for their lawlessness, many people were still silent. But when statues and monuments started getting toppled and displaced, that's when they broke their silence. There was a massive outrage for what was being done to concrete and mortar after a few days. Yet these same people remained silent and managed to remain silent about what has and is still being done to flesh and blood over the last 500 plus years. I fail to understand that. Nehemiah's project faced all sorts of opposition, including attempts by the antagonists to discourage those who were working on the wall, attempts to get Nehemiah to break the law and to try to ruin his reputation, and in their destitution, they tried to kill him. Every time we rise up to build, every time we try to recover, the same thing happens to us and those who support us. Our spirit, our mind, and our reputation and our lives get threatened. In Nehemiah's case, and in the case of many great black trailblazers who have come and gone, the attempts to stop the work of God has failed miserably. See, we're still fighting. We are still here. We are still trying. Now, this is because Nehemiah did not take on the project of his own strength or of his own volition, but he relied on God every step of the way. Before he went, he prayed. Upon arrival, he prayed. During the building of the wall, he prayed. And once the wall was complete, you guessed it right, he prayed. He never drew a sword, and he never sought revenge on those who were opposing him. For too long, the walls of our lives have laid in ruins, lacking protection, lacking security, lacking justice. God has already given us the tools and the materials that we need for restoration. Nehemiah was sent to Jerusalem 100 years after the walls had been ruined, but God, approximately 1,600 years before our walls came down, sent a man, one who was and is the epitome of justice. God's justice, which is deeply embedded in God's truth. he too was faced with opposition. Like Nehemiah and so many other good and strong leaders, his reputation was threatened. Attempts were made on his life. In fact, the first attempt on his life was made when he was an infant by a self-obsessed king, and even into his adult years, a mob group tried to throw him over a cliff. And then there was also efforts to try to get him to commit suicide when Satan tempted him to throw himself off of the pinnacle of the temple. He too never drew a sword. In fact, he gave his life willingly as the only human, the ultimate human sacrifice, so that we would stop sacrificing each other. He shed his blood so that we would no longer shed our brothers and sisters' blood. Opposition did not stop the work that God started in Nehemiah, and it certainly did not hinder the work that he started in Christ. The work of Christ continues through the church. The Bible says that we are the body of Christ. So like him, we are met with one opposition after another. But I'm praying that in this time of increased instability and fear and uncertainty, that we will, as those who are sent with the gospel message, return to the basics of prayer and community. And we don't need funds for that. I believe that the timing of this pandemic is timely. The world being somewhat shut down and people being partly shut in is an opportunity for us to open our ears, open our eyes, open up our minds, our hearts, to open them to the instructions of God that we have long since abandoned and neglected. He commanded us to love him first and to love each other. By doing so, we are executing his righteous and flawless system of justice. What if instead of running away from politics because we simply can't take it anymore, we found ways to utilize the power of our elected officials and ask them to lend an ear and their position to things that we have a heart for? By coming together, we can be a part of creating systemic change in our communities, a part of rebuilding these walls that have laid in ruins for so long. Change that looks like bits and pieces of God's kingdom coming to fruition on earth. He is calling us to rebuild the walls of lives and communities that have been laying in ruins, that have been subject to exploitation and degradation for far too long. The walls of trust seem daunting, but so did the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah depended on God, and consequently, what should have taken at least 52 weeks was completed in 52 days. My point here is that with God, all things are possible to them that believe. The place for us to start is with prayer. For it is prayer that exposes the heart and prayer that fixes it. God bless you.